Hello, hello, and welcome back to episode 3, where I want to talk about the back-to-school jitters. Welcome to Keeping Jesus in the Classroom. I'm Missy Jenkins. I'm a wife, mom, teacher, and Jesus-loving brown-eyed girl. This podcast is created for teachers who want to shine for Jesus. Join me as we look for ways to keep him in our classroom all year. Hey friends, I don't know about you, but growing up, I was always so excited for school to start. I had my new clothes, my new shoes, and my new school supplies. And I'm going to show my age a little bit here, because while I was thinking about when I was going back to school when I was younger, I remembered that on our school supply list, we had to have a cigar box. How weird is that? A cigar box. But that's what we kept our pencils in and things like that. That was just our little supply holder, a cigar box. Anyway, back to my story. Each item on my school supply list had been carefully selected. The clothes, the shoes, the pencils, the pens, the everything had been carefully selected. And I couldn't wait to get to school to meet my new teacher and see all my friends. The night before school started, I could not sleep because I was so excited. I got up early the next morning. No one had to wake me up. And I was ready to go because the night before I had laid out all of my things. All my clothes were laid out. My shoes were right there. Just slipped my feet in. My supplies were all together. Everything was ready. I probably packed part of my lunch the night before. I'm not sure. But I was up early. I was ready to go. There was breakfast waiting for me in the kitchen. There was a yummy lunch packed for me for the day. And I was off. We took pictures, we hugged everybody, and we were off to school. It was a great day. It was a great feeling. There was no stress. There was no worry. It was just excitement all the way around. But life was simpler back then. Obviously, it was much simpler. We had a cigar box to hold our supplies. And there wasn't as much pressure like there is today. Kids today have to have, you know, the brand name everything. I see the girls with the brand name backpack with the matching lunch kit. And then boys usually want the sports Under Armour, Nike, those type of backpacks, which can, those kind of things can get expensive. Plus, you've got to have the newest cell phone, iPad, Kindle, all of those things. Everybody's got so many things to bring back to school. Those pressures weren't there when we were growing up. So it was a little less stressful for us. Also, school was different because we listened to and respected our teachers. Because if we didn't, we were not only punished at school, we were punished again when we got home. I know I'm making myself sound older and older, but it's just the way it was. It was just a lot simpler, more respect, less stuff, I think. Maybe sounds the best. Anyway, but as I've gotten older and I've been teaching for the last 18 years, 19 years, I see that it's not that way for everybody. A lot of people going back to school is very stressful. They're very anxious because maybe they don't have the cool clothes, the cool shoes. Maybe they couldn't afford to get all of the supplies that were on the supply list. Maybe they're having to use the backpack from last year. Those things can be stressful for a kid, and they can be stressful for the parent who would love to buy all the things that the child wants but isn't able to. So it can be, that part can be stressful for a kid. If you've seen a school supply list lately, you know that they are rather long and there's so much on there. So I know that can get pretty overwhelming. That price tag can get overwhelming for the parent. And when the child wants, you know, not just the plain binder, but the one with the, you know, the unicorn on the front or the rainbows or whatever. Anyway, so there's a lot of stress. There's also stress from things going on in the kid's life that we may or may not be aware of. We have students coming back to school who have faced horrible things over the summer. They may be in a horrible situation right then when they're coming back. They may be suffering from abuse or neglect. They may not have any utilities turned on at their house, running water, electricity. There may not be a stable adult to care for them at home. They may be the adult. And I'm talking about a 10-year-old, you know, trying to run the house. There's just some really bad situations that our kids come from. We've got kids that may be homeless. They may be living with an aunt, an uncle, a grandparent for some one reason or another. So they're out of their element, unsettled. There's just so many issues that some of our students are facing. The longer I teach, the more I realize just how bad things can be for our students. And some of them are dealing with issues that most adults couldn't handle. So it's really up to us to be their safe place. We want to give them what they're not getting at home. So it falls on us. The pressure is on us to fill in those gaps, to love the ones who need us most. And the ones that need us most sometimes are the hardest ones to love because they don't know how to express themselves in anything other than what they've seen, which probably wasn't a healthy way to express themselves. So they're hard to love sometimes, but they're the ones that need us the most. We have to be able to show our students grace and mercy because that's what we want. We have talked about that before. That's so important to show them grace when things aren't just right. I know that I have been buying supplies when I see them on sale or if I'm just grabbing groceries, I pick up a couple of things that I have on my supply list because I know there's going to be kids that are going to show up day one with nothing. Maybe they'll have a backpack. Maybe they won't. No one's even looked at the supply list, so they don't have a clue what they need to have. They've just been dropped off. And it's not the kid's fault. I mean, they have no control over that. So it's not fair for us to take that out on them. So I like to have some of the supplies that I require for my class readily available so that when I say get out, you know, your composition book, because we're going to label it, when I see some child that looks horrified, I can just grab one off, you know, secretly, quietly, grab it off my desk, nonchalantly lay it on their desk. Hopefully no one will notice so that they aren't embarrassed, but they've got what they need. I try to do that with all of the supplies that I require and not call them out, not make a big deal out of it. And, you know, occasionally you will have a child who's paying attention to you. And even though you're trying to do this quietly, so if a child does see you slip a composition book on the desk of a student who doesn't have one, maybe that's a lesson for them. Maybe they can just see your compassion and your kindness, and maybe they will pay that forward. So it could be a good lesson for them as well. And this is a great opportunity for us to shine for Jesus without saying anything, by just being that teacher that doesn't make a big deal out of what they don't have. And tries to make sure that they do have what they need. I know that most people listening are doing the exact same thing I'm doing. You're making sure you've got extra supplies of everything so that you can take care of those kids that show up in your classroom and need just a little bit of help from you. I hope you're going to have a great year. If you've already started, I hope you're off to a great start and on track for a fabulous year. And if you haven't started like me, I wish you the very best as you get prepared. And I hope you have a fabulous year. Let's keep Jesus in our classroom and shine for Him every day.